I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday, September 24th. Can you believe it? It's almost the end of September already. We have a very special show today. Today is all about healing. There have been so many requests over the past week and a half, and continuing on into this week for healing of a whole variety of healings that people are needing and wanting and asking for. And there are so many people out here who offer healing, who offer intuitive readings, who offer prayer, who are prayer warriors and who do angel readings, etc. So today we are focusing strictly on healing. And to start the show, I'm going to invite Jim and Sue Graywolf Petruzzi to join us. And Jim is going to offer an opening prayer. And then Sue is also going to be drumming and offering us a song. Jim, Sue?
Hi, how are you, Jan? Good to hear you.
Hello.
I'm just fine. Hi. I'm glad to have you with us.
Thanks. So, it's great to be here. It's an honor. Hello, Circle, everybody out there.
Yep.
So I believe I will start with an opening prayer, as I generally do. I have absolutely nothing in my mind. It'll just come as I open my mouth, I hope. And then Sue was going to follow up with an opening song. And then you guys can head into what I think is going to be a really powerful show. It's good you're doing this today, Jen. Wakataka, Tecumsela. Great Spirit, Great Mystery Creator. It's I, Hota Sakmanatu Tanka, Grey Wolf, one of your sons walking here, trying to do the best he can. Here with my half-side Sue, our friend Jan on the other end, and all those who are connecting into this circle. We ask you to hear our words today. We ask you to hear our prayers. We ask you to give us whatever it is we need to do the work in the best possible way. We're talking today, and Jan is talking today, about healing. And many need healing right now, from our Earth Mother in the largest way, down to us as individuals, down to our circles and our groups. We understand that none of us are healers. We are simply tools. We are the hollow bone talked about in the Native tradition. And we know that when we stay open and we stay out of ego, and we connect in our circles, and we connect in with you, that you allow great things to happen through us. And we thank you for this. We give gratitude. And we ask for your continued support in this. We ask for the energy we need. We ask to be used as hollowed bones so that people around us and we ourselves and the Earth Mother can all be healed as one. In the way of the Lakota, Mataki Ayase, we are all one. When we work together, our power is magnified. We go from 1 plus 1 equals 2 to 1 plus 1 equals 20 or more. It is the energy put together that makes it so. And so we thank you for listening. We thank you for hearing today. I call in the seven directions also to support our work. I call them in as one in the interest of time. I call in the east. I call in the south. I call in the west. I call in the north. I call in all the ancestors to be with us, to be with Jan here today as she runs this very important show around healing. We ask you to guide us. We ask you to work with us. We ask you to bring our prayers up to Great Spirit, to Wankantanka, so he knows the work we're doing is good and we're trying to do it in a good way. I ask in all our spirit guides, by what other name we all call our spirit guides, angels, spirit guides, ancestors, it does not matter. I ask you to be with us in this work today. And I call in the animal guides of the four directions, especially my wolf brothers and sisters of the west and the white buffalo of the north. And I ask you to guide, protect as we do this work. And I especially connect this with the Earth Mother today. She who we must deal with together, because she is us and we are her. I ask her to again work with we two-leggeds, we humans, so that together we can all heal. We can move into the world that has been prophesized for so long, that place where men and women stand equally together with all the other creatures, and we create the fifth earth, a good earth. Ho, Mitaki Ase. Thank you for listening, Spirit. Thank you, ancestors. Ho, and I pass it over to Sue to send our song, a song for the circle, up to you, up to the sky. Aho.
Thank you.
Aho.
Aho.
That felt
so
powerful.
It definitely was powerful. So for all of our listeners out there, I would encourage you to listen, to hear the voice of grandmother calling, to hear that inner voice that is yours, to hear the voice of your soul, to hear the voice that speaks to you in the quiet of the night, speaks to you in nature, that speaks to you when you can finally sit and be still. So today, Jim and Sue, do you have any particular prayer requests or particular, you've offered a very general prayer and I appreciate that, or do you have anything else that you would like to say at the moment? I'd love to have you stay online if you would, if you can.
Yeah, we'd be happy to for a while. I think I would, we're kind of looking at each other, and I know our sister Michelle Morgan Flowers from up on the res has offered to come on today, and I think I would defer that to her. Just to me, it's very general, to heal for everybody, to bring the hoop together. These circles are critical, and I'm just happy that we're all doing this work, and just a healing for all of us together with the Earth Mother, and then let Michelle bring it into specifics. That's what she does so well.
Okay, well, I am going to let you talk for a minute, and I'm going to put myself on mute so I can call her again. I called a couple of times, and it dropped. So let's try it one more time and see if we can get her online. So in the meantime, how about if you just talk a little bit about some of the healing that you've been experiencing recently and or what's been happening with you recently?
Okay.
That puts you on the spot, I know, but...
That's fine.
All right, thanks.
How can we be in the spot if we're in circle? We all step up as we're needed. Yeah, I'll be happy to do that, or we'll do that together, however it comes about. This is a critical time. This is that time so many prophecies have talked about, when we do need to come together. And that's why we're seeing all these circles form. Hopefully not too many, and I speak about that occasionally. I think the job now is to connect our circles, and that's why I was so happy when Jan reached out and asked Sue and I to be on the beginning of this today. Sometimes we get so busy in what we're doing with our own circles, we forget that this is the time of the four colors coming together, and that's the white, black, red, and yellow, the color of people. It's a time to come together. It's a time to share. And for me, it's truly a time to affect healing together. Remembering in the way I was taught, we are not healers. We are tools of Great Spirit, which simply changes the way we say it, but I think truly gives us even more power when we do that. We release ego, and I know for Sue and I, some amazing things have been happening in the last year and a half as we travel around, and we've met some of you who are on this call and who will listen, and other great friends. Things happen around us. Healing happens. Healing of groups, healing of individuals. Some of it has been on the internet and Facebook lately. But we always sit each morning and we give thanks in our own way to our Creator, because it's really He, She who has created that healing agenda. And we're just thankful to be tools of that and to have these things happen. And I offer that out there to all of you. As you do your healing work, as you ask for healing for others, connect in with your Creator, and it doesn't matter. Again, words are insignificant here. God, Creator, Universe, Allah, it doesn't matter. Connect in. Become that hollow bone. You'd be amazed the power you get out of that.
I would like to offer some thoughts I have on this too, and really, really spend time in nature. Just go sit. Just be. And open yourself up. Open yourself up to allow for the energies that are out there to help us, to open us up and to help us heal. You know, the times are really, really kind of crazy, I guess you could say, right now. And it's It's imperative, and it's at times it's very, very difficult. I know myself when I'm not open that my day does not run very fluidly, and I'm also disconnected from my voice, from the energies that are trying to move through me. They just cannot move through me, and it really affects everything around me. So just really, really spend time and just open your hands, open yourself up when you sit outside and just ask for guidance and help and the energies that are available to all of us. And it really, really does help.
Thank you. So we have Michelle with us today as well. We finally got a hold of her and got her online. Michelle, you are live. Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here. So, Michelle, we're talking about healing prayer requests or healing requests and some things that you offer as well for healing, some ideas that you might have around healing.
Yes, we've been doing a lot of innovative things here in the circle. I've been running the Sehotso Healing Circle, which is it started out as a Native type circle. I've been on the reservation for 16 years, and with my sister's passing and death, I decided to open myself up and also open up a lot of things that I learned during her death and her journey with my family. And we started the Healing Circle, and the circle has been seeing a lot of people asking questions. How do we heal? How do we help each other? How do we come together? I was raised strict Southern Baptist, and we believed in healing, but it was different to really see it through my sister's, her cancer and her journey. And we're getting requests from all over the world with the circle on how do we bring together a circle, how do we bring light and love, and how do we heal each other, how do we support each other. I'm an energy worker, some say healer. I call it kind of an energetic boost, a soul boost for people to heal themselves or to get back into line and back into that love and that joy in their lives. And I use light. I call on angels. I connect to the white light. And when we do that, we do healing time almost every day. Sometimes I kind of get busy with the healing circle, and I do have a full-time job as a nurse also. So we try to do healing time once a day, and that's where we bring the circle together, bring in our energies, connect to each other to kind of put people in the middle of the circle to help heal them and to boost them and to give them hope. And we've seen amazing things. We've seen miracles. I've seen miracles on my patients here at the hospital that have had cancer. We've also been doing some sessions here at the hospital on Thursday nights where we do a couple of hours, and it's mostly now it's a women's group. It's what it's kind of turned into. But we also, it's a support group of each other, of healers, on how do we keep ourselves healthy and for us to help each other. And it's been an amazing journey. People have been kind of showing up. Jim and Sue showed up a couple of weeks ago to do drumming here at the hospital, which was just a blessing because the women here do not drum. So it was different for the natives to see and to be asked for women to drum for healing. So it's an amazing journey. And we're open. I think there's a lot to learn from each other's cultures. And that's kind of how the circle started. And now we're seeing people connect all over the world with sanctuaries and with the healing circle, and amazing things are happening, and I think we're going to see more awakenings across the world because people are desperate. They want to heal. They want to awaken, and that's what we're here for, is kind of wake up souls.
That's pretty amazing. So next time Jim and Sue come up to the res with their drum, then I'll have to come with them and bring my drum, right?
Come on up. It's kind of like a party. We'd love to have a party here.
All right. Well, Jim and Sue, you're going to have to let me know next time you go up there.
Yeah, we'll do that. I think a circle is forming anyway.
Good. That's good. All right. While you are all still on with me, I'm going to give. I need to do a little bit, tiny bit of housekeeping, and then I'm going to read the first card of the day. And I'm going to invite all of, part of that housekeeping is to invite all of our listeners, if you would like to call in, if you have a prayer request, a healing request, an intuitive reading request, you can call in. It's going to be the same number for those who want to call in to offer a healing or a prayer or a reading. And that number is 347-205-9074. And I believe if you go to purposetalkradio.com, there should be a Skype button that will appear now that the show is live, and you can also Skype in. Don't hold me to that. I'm just hoping that that's true. One of the housekeeping issues is to say thank you. Thank you to True Trinity, who are the creators of that amazing opening song and closing song, I Am Who I Am. And that is Cindy Freeman and Jillian Clark and Rachel Martinez. And Cindy is also with us today facilitating the group on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page on Facebook, which I agree, I encourage you to go to that Facebook page, the group, and join in the conversations there. And Cindy, just let me know, there is no Skype button there. I have no idea how to get there with it, but you can call in still. That number is 347-205-9074. So the first card that I drew for today, there actually were four cards that decided they wanted to come out, but the first one is called Flowers and Grasses, and it sounds pretty innocuous. It's really a beautiful card with lots of pinks and pastel lights, and there is, what's that, the one that looks like a shoe? Is it a jack in the pulpit? I think that's what it is. They're very light-colored flowers, and one of the things the grasses, and they're all in full bloom. And the message from this card is something that we've already heard today, is to quit trying. There's no need to try so hard. The flowers and the grasses in the field don't try. They simply are. And they trust in spirit. They trust in God. They trust in universe. They trust in whatever that name is that you call the greater spirit and that creative energy. And this is where we all need to come, is to trust, to be as the flowers in the field who have no agenda, simply are. And we know that everything is going to be supplied, the water that we need, the nourishment that we need, the light that we need, and in the case of humans, the financial abundance that we need. So that's the first card for today. And I would like to ask if you have anything more to offer, Jim and Sue, Michelle? Do you have a reading or something that you want to jump in there with?
I know Jim always has something to say.
Hey now, sis.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I just want to point out that I am very fortunate and honored to be, an honorary member of Michelle's healing circle up there. But I am not a woman, so I just want to point out that it's not all women. There's
a couple of us men
who are starting to wake up.
We have a couple of the kids, too. We have some guy kids that count. So it's been exciting.
I'm just kidding.
We have some of the grandchildren coming, and my children come too. Gwen is 10, and she's kind of like my little crystal child. And then Alex is 14, and he's like, Mom, I'm a healer, but I don't want to do it right now. So, and then we do have some of the patients' kids that are showing up. So it's really amazing watching our children step up, and they're going to be our world leaders. So we're very, very fortunate to have our children involved also. So, and
yeah,
some
no,
of the
I totally agree. That's an excellent point. And everything Sue and I do, and our circles, is all around the children and the generations
mm-hmm.
who come.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, and I'm making a joke about it, but I'm also, I think I would like to put out there as far as healing. I am watching some amazing strides by women as they step up into that point of, I'm hoping, of equality and working together with men equally. I'm watching the men have a lot more trouble. So I would like to send a prayer of healing out there for all the men who are not able to face some of these changes that are coming, because we do need men as well as women. We can't be in unbalance this time. We have to be in balance. So I send it out for the men.
All right. I agree with that. It's also, I also, even though I have no children, and that has been a choice of mine, I still feel so strongly, as Michelle, as you've mentioned, and Jim, as you've mentioned, that the children is where our future is, because if we just sit around as a bunch of old people getting older and older, then there's nothing left. And it's really vital that we teach our children the ways of spirit, the ways of honor, the ways of integrity, the ways that of healing for our world. And some of the ways are to what we call traditional, and some of them are going to be kind of newfangled or ideas that have been dormant for a long time and are just now coming to the light. But it's really vital that we get our children involved and that we teach our children. So I have some prayer requests here and healing requests. And I'd like you folks to join me with this. One of them, which I think is really kind of intriguing, I've wondered if I could do this for myself or not. One of them is for Sophia. Sophia has a broken tooth, and she is on limited income. She's disabled. So financially, it's not possible for her to go to a dentist to take care of this tooth. So the prayers and the healing that I ask for Sophia is either financial aid to enable her to be able to see a dentist and get this taken care of, or some sort of that possibility be made available to her. Or the one that I have always intrigued with is a miraculous healing of the tooth, because I know that people have been able to regrow their teeth before. And I tried it once, and I guess I didn't have the faith of a mustard seed because it didn't work. But if we all together think about this, and if Sophia also has that willingness to believe, I wonder if that miracle could happen. In any case, Sophia has a concern with a broken tooth and would like some healing energy for that. I'm going to go ahead and read through these because there are quite a few, and then perhaps we can do another offering, healing and reading for the group as a whole. One is from Kia Rainbow Heart, that she's asking for energies for freedom for her son and his request to be heard and the strength and means to carry on. Cindy Freeman has three requests. One is her friends Joe and Melissa. Joe has a malignant brain tumor, and Cindy's asking for prayers that Joe's transition is painless and easy, and that all will be taken care of for the expenses that they incur and that need to be covered for hospice, and for Melissa to remain at the house and for whatever else is needed. Cindy asks also for her friend Angie, who is having a double mastectomy on Wednesday for breast cancer. Angie was recently married after the diagnosis. She has three teenage boys, and they also unfortunately have insurance issues. Cindy says she prays that whatever she needs will come to her quickly and easily, and that she recognizes it and uses it wisely and appropriately. Jillian Clark says her request is to, quote, keep me in check of my goals of touching lives through my inspiring words and music, that when I am stuck, I close my eyes and pray and move forward. Jillian wants to finish the four programs that she's writing, and she asks that her inspiring stories and music touch many people throughout the world, and her travels bring her all the abundance that she needs. From Kia is an offering of, may this week bring harmony, balance, and more love in the heart of the greatest number of souls. And she says she will also send her heart prayers for the healing and highest good of all life and our Mother Earth. And from our friend Vicky Kershaw in England, is sending energy for healing, calm, and peace for the greater good of all. And she will be sending during the show with the intent that energy will also be sent to all participants and their requests as well. And lastly, at the moment, I ask for continued healing energies for my friend Cindy and her family. Her nephew is dying of an incurable brain disease. The mother, his mother, Debbie, and father, Tom, are having a very difficult time in letting go. And it's prolonging the agony and prolonging the anguish that's going on. And I ask for peace in their hearts for them. Jim, Sue, Michelle, do you have any healing requests to add to this list?
I would like to bring all the circle requests that I get daily through the healing circle. And we have many that we'll place in the middle of the circle for healing. And one of the things I know with our cancer patients here, it's very, very difficult with the grief, and especially when the souls have completed the journey here on Earth. But one of the things I know when I've had deaths here and deaths of family, the natives here believe that you grieve for 4 days. And I think that's a good way. I know for myself and my sister, my brother, my dad, my mother-in-law all died within 15 months of each other. We had 4 trips to Kentucky from Arizona for funerals. And the women here, they would text me or they would call me and, you know, they would tell me to be strong. And that was one of the things that the women gave me, was to empower me to carry the family forward through these griefs. And they kept telling me, Michelle, you have 4 days to grieve, and then that grief is done, and then you only think good of those souls that have passed, because they're going to help you. They become your ancestors. They become the people that are going to surround you with love during your years when you start doing your work. And that was very, very powerful for me, is to think that you have 4 days to grieve. And it was just a lesson that being here on the reservation, that's one of the lessons that I probably cherish the most. And that might give some people some hope that, you know, the grief, that the souls do continue to help us from the other side. And it's a good way to move forward, that you're not caught in that grief, that you should be happy, and it's a joyous time for that soul to pass.
That's amazing. I really appreciate that.
It's a wonderful lesson that I got through the deaths mm-hmm. that I was surrounded with. And, you know, it helps me. The other thing is to journal. When my sister passed, she's like, Michelle, you really need to start a journal. And I was like, I'm not a writer. You know, the joke is that I don't speak and I don't write. And that's one of the jokes, you know, Jim. And I go, Jim, I don't like speaking, and I don't like writing. And since my sister's death 2 years ago, I'm on my 4th journal. And there's a lot of information that comes daily to you, inspirations. It might be a dream. It might be somebody just coming up and giving you information and passing that information to you. And you might, you know, 4 or 5 months later go, oh, that was the information, or that was the dream that I had. Somebody gave me information on that. I need to look it up. And, you know, those are the kinds of things, the messages that the angels and God gives us, is through other people and through other things. When you see a rainbow, when you see a crow in the sky. The other night, my husband, he swears he heard an owl. We don't have owls out here. And he goes, Michelle, that must be your totem. And I'm like, yeah, it was probably coming for me, but he came to get me and it was gone. The natives, they think the owls are witching and they bring death. But in my culture in Kentucky, owls were good. They brought mm-hmm. wisdom. So we were visited by an owl the other night, but he got the message and I didn't. So, you know, those are very, very powerful things, is to listen from the other side on your messages every day.
And sometimes it takes somebody else to listen for you when you're not paying close enough attention.
Yeah, I try to go out at night. So he has to go get the messages at night. I get up at 3:30 or 4 in the morning. I'm a morning girl.
Oh, wow.
I don't go out at night.
Uh-huh. And, Jim, you were going to say something.
I was going to follow up on what Michelle was saying. My sister there, who doesn't like to speak.
Right.
That is the tradition of the Lakota people as well. You grieve for 4 days, and then you have a celebration, and then you move on. But I think it's also important to remember that we all grieve differently. And much like Michelle, I went through a whole host of losses at one time, a wife, a father, an aunt, three of my best friends, all within a very short period of time. And I had to grieve longer because it took me longer to begin to get through that. So we can't just adopt one way and think, oh, my goodness, it's not working for me. I'm doing something wrong. It has to go at our own pace, our own speed. But I think putting some kind of parameters around it like Michelle did, I think is really, really powerful. It helps you get through. It helps you understand. Helps you move on to the next step that you need to be doing. And for me, I think another part I was going to throw in, Jan, back in the time when I went through all these losses, I was heavily on the spirit road. There was a lot of things I still didn't understand and still don't and probably won't when I end this walk. But I thought I should, and that's a word I hate, be able to heal all those people who were ailing at once. And I think that's what gave me the most cause for pain and for lack of understanding, because that was not my job. As Michelle was saying, when losses come, they are going to happen. It is part of the circle of life. To understand, it wasn't our job to heal that particular person. It might be our job just to help with their transition, as she does with these cancer patients in such a beautiful way. I just think that's an important thing to remember. We can't heal everybody. That's not for us to do.
You know, when I was working, well, I still do work with Reiki energy, but one of the things I loved about Reiki is that Reiki taught me that healing and being cured are not the same thing. That just because a physical cure may or may not happen when you're working with Reiki energy or with any kind of energy, but that healing is what's important. I was working with a man who had pancreatic cancer, and he knew his time was limited. We all did. It didn't make any difference. The goal was to give him healing. And healing in this case meant peace in his soul, and it meant an ability to be able to transition with more ease and more calmness, and also to allow him to have less pain throughout the rest of the course of his life. So it was a real big lesson for me that cure and heal are two very different things.
Boy, that's so spot on, Jen. Learned that a while ago as well when I started sitting with my indigenous teachers. And that's where we tend to get wrapped up, and I'm not blaming or judging. Western medicine gets very wrapped up in that. They like to cure people, and that means eliminate the symptoms, all too often with drugs. That difference between curing and healing that you just talked about is absolutely critical. In the way that it used to be, we worked to heal. We worked on the causes, not just the symptoms. So thank you for that. That's a wonderful thing for people to sit with.
Well, you know, for me it took a lot of the ego pressure away because, and that's one of the things I loved about Reiki anyway, is there is no need for me, my ego, to participate in any way in a healing. I cannot heal someone else. I cannot cure anyone. Ideas. I can offer herbs and extracts. I can offer Reiki healing, but I can't cure anybody. And so it takes that ego out of there, and it really adds to my feeling of humbleness, that I can be humble and allow spirit to work through me and not have to be in the forefront of all of it. So that was a real important thing for me to learn. I have another request. Rachel Martinez, who is one of True Trinity, asks for prayer that she's given guidance and grace as she looks at her next career move. She wants doors to open for her as she transitions into a career in music that is incorporated into her life and takes more time. She asks that she can get these opportunities and continue to carry her role in her family and whatever else she needs. Some of the requests we've had today have been for physical issues and for transition issues. And then we also have those who are asking for financial assistance, for help in moving forward with their careers. And I think that all of that still, you guys can correct me if you think otherwise, but all of that still is being willing to be as the grasses and flowers in the field and quit striving and quit trying and stop and listen. As Sue's song said, listen. And too often we forget to listen and we keep plotting out what we need to do. But Rachel, this is for you. This is another card that was drawn for today's show. This is for you. This is for Cindy. And this is for Kia and her son. And this is for anyone else who has the need for the card. The card is called Crystal. And it shows two, I'm going to call them angels, although I don't see any wings. What I do see is one, they're two women, and one has a reddish-orange gold robe, and the other one has a blue robe, and they're holding up a crystal. And inside of the crystal is a baby child, a child who's old enough to stand. His or her eyes are open, and the child is there within the crystal. The crystal is the symbol of every single potential that is. And there is that child there who has all that potential and is being supported by two very important support team. So whether they're angels or whether they're people in your life who are supporting you, and it doesn't, just because they're women on this card or female doesn't mean that they are women in your life. There's two important people in your life who are helping to support you in these creative endeavors. And creative endeavors can be anything from the creation of a child, creation of music, of writing, of a new idea, of a new business, anything it is that you want to create. And this crystal is a prismatic thing. It goes all the way around this child. So the message for the card is that you have two supporting people in your life, entities in your life, who are going to be very strong in your support. And that you are in the middle of this crystal, which is all potential that is possible. There is everything here. All you need to do is once again go back to the grasses and the flowers in the field and listen. Let go of striving. Be there. Be present in every moment. Be playful. Wave the breeze. Don't try so hard. Know deep within you, in every single cell of you, know that everything that you need and everything you want is there and is being provided for you, no matter what it is. There's the message of that card. Wow. I have a visualization that I would like to invite people to take part in. And Jim and Sue and Michelle, you are absolutely welcome. I'd love to have you stay on the line. But if you need to go, I understand. And I hope you'll be with us in the group afterwards, in any case, in the conversational group. If you have something you'd like to offer right now, please do. And then I'm going to do this visualization.
Well, I want to send my love out to everyone. It is an honor to be part of these circles that are forming and the light that is illuminating from each of us to connect. It's a very, very powerful time and a powerful message for us to come together as one. And I want to say thank you all for hosting the shows and for letting me speak. It's it's a labor of love, I guess we would call it, that we're here to kind of awaken people and to come together. So thank you, Jan and Jim and Sue, and I'm sure we will be Facebooking and connecting the circles and dots.
That's right. Thank you, Michelle. It's really
You're
been
welcome.
Wonderful. And I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, come on up to the Rev. We
okay.
have an extra bed.
All right.
then you can work with my children. That would be great.
Okay. Oh, that would be fun. I'd love that.
We'll call in the angels.
Yeah. We can have a good old angel time.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
All right. Good.
Come before the snow gets real deep, though. You know it gets cold up here.
When does the snow start?
We'll probably start right after usually Halloween. We get a snow.
Oh.
About November. So we're in the high desert.
Okay.
So we're about 7,000 feet here. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, that looks like October is going to have to be when I get up there.
Yeah. Bye, Jim and Sue.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bye, Michelle.
You're welcome. I'm going to get back to work. I'm supposed to be taking care of patients, I think. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll send our blessings to them, too.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye.
Hi, and I wanted to share some thoughts, too, on our animal companions as far as healing. I know I'm familiar with Reiki also, but you don't necessarily need to be a Reiki master or even have the first two steps. When you have an animal that's sick or ill, just allowing yourself to open up once again and allow those energies to come through you and flow through that animal can do a world of good for that animal. And of course, if the animal's ready to transition, just sending that energy through them helps them to be able to do what they need to do. And letting go of the fear of losing them, because I know our animal friends aren't with us as long as we would like them to be. And I want to thank everyone, and much love and light to all of you. And I'm going to pass this on to Jim, and take care, all.
Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
You know, I'm wondering, Jan, could I exit with, like, a short story?
Please do, yeah.
Okay,
you don't
I don't
need
know how
to
your
exit,
time was.
You don't need to exit, but a story would be great.
only because I'm up against the wall with some writing I need to do. But I will be listening in and commenting as you all go along. It just came to me when you were talking about the difference between curing and healing. And it's a story I was told long ago by one of my primary teachers, Two Bears. And it makes that, I think, difference clear. And it's also because sometimes when I talk about how we are not healers, but we are hollow bones, people will get upset with me because they don't really understand what I'm saying. I'm not pointing a finger. So the story goes like this, and I'll abbreviate it just so it makes the point. There's a young native boy, and he's walking out in the woods, and he's approaching a very fast-moving river. As he comes up to it, he sits there, and he's relaxing, and he looks. And coming right down the middle of the river is a baby on a leaf. And he's concerned, and he wonders what's going on, and he jumps in, and he swims out. And he grabs this baby, and he swims back to the bank, and he puts the baby down, and he's standing there going, my goodness, who could do this? And as he's thinking that, he looks out, and there's another baby coming down the middle of the river on a leaf. And again, he jumps in and swims out, grabs the baby, swims back, puts the baby on the bank next to the first one. Well, now he's really concerned and confused, and he doesn't understand how this could be happening. And another man is coming up the trail he took and sees him. And he says, what are you doing there? And he tells him, well, two babies came down this river. I had to jump in and save them. And as he's speaking, two more babies came down. So now they both jumped in and swam out, and they grabbed these babies and swam back and put them on the bank. And now some other people, men and women, saw what they were doing and started to gather. and they're telling the story, and as they do, a whole bunch of babies start coming down the middle of this river on leaves. And so people jumped in to go out and save the babies. And other people stayed with the ones on the bank and started to tend them. And they brought those babies back and put them next to the other babies and started to take care of them all. And the young brave who was the first one there stood back for a minute, and he started thinking, and he looked at this. And then he turned, and he started walking away. And he started walking up the bank. And the people started yelling at him, "Where are you going? What's the matter with you? Are you crazy? How can you leave these babies that are coming down the creek? You must be a horrible person." And he simply turned and looked at him, and he said, "Well, you're here now. You're going to deal with the symptoms there. You're going to save these babies. I need to walk up the bank and find out what's causing this." And I think that's, to me, the big difference. We can deal in the symptoms, but we're constantly putting our finger in the hole in the dike. Or we can take that hard walk up the creek and try to figure out what's causing our pain. And thank you, and thank you for the show. It's wonderful, and I will probably shift to the web-based point of it now. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Thank you, Sue.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
So now I have a caller that I'm going to take before I do this visualization, and I haven't checked who it is, so you're... whoever it was. Cindy, I guess it's you, the person who was calling left. So hi, Cindy. Took you by surprise, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, somebody Hello. Else had called in, and I was going to take their call, and when I clicked on it, it jumped to you instead, so it must be meant for you to be on the call.
Okay.
So, Cindy, you have talked about being a prayer warrior.
Yes.
Would you tell us a little bit about what that means, please? Did that put you
sure.
too much on the spot?
That's okay. It means that, I guess, as I hear as people talk about needing prayer or needing something in life, for me, it means to take it to prayer. It means at night or during the day when I'm praying for things. If I remember exactly what they said, great. If not, it means that when I do my own personal prayers, I'm able to say, for me, it's God, greater spirit, whatever. Whatever I heard today, you know what it was, you know what they need, please grant it to them. And then as people come up and, you know, as I see people, I'm individually also sometimes drawn to praying with them wherever they are, which is kind of interesting. I've had a couple experiences, you know, just out in the street. So it's been interesting. You know, I'm in a store or I'm out in a park and somebody's just having a hard day and I'm able to ask them, you know, do you believe in the power of prayer? Or would you like someone to pray for you now?
Are people pretty open to that?
Amazingly, yes. They're more open to it than I am asking sometimes.
So this is a good thing for us to remember, is that when we see somebody that looks like they're having a hard time, that perhaps asking if they would be open to prayer or to some energy or just sitting there with them would be a good thing.
I think so. It's been, exactly. And sometimes just your energy of, you know, hopefully you are in, you know, a good space and just being there, sometimes just letting somebody talk, you know, letting them do the prayer as the conversation. And letting them do that works.
Thank you. So I'll spring another surprise on you. Would you be interested in offering a prayer now for some of the healing that has been requested today?
Sure.
Okay.
Can we do that now or after your visualization?
No, go ahead and do it now, and then we'll do the visualization.
Okay. I'd like to ask all those listening, whether on Internet Archive or wherever, taking a deep breath, taking the energy that you know you need for right now. Breathe in all the good and release all the bad that is within you. Father, Mother, Spirit, God, you've heard these requests. You also know what all those out in the community, the blog, the Purpose Talk Radio, the Blog Talk community, all those around, all those who are here, need and want right now in their lives. For all those needing financial, for all those needing body, spirit, mind healing, I ask that it be granted. I ask that you give them everything that they know they need and everything that they don't realize they need. You are the provider for everything that is within us, for everything that is around us. I thank you in advance for granting these gifts. I thank you in advance that everyone who we encounter in our lives knows of our own ability to heal. For it is with us that we heal. I ask that anything that is negative be drawn out of our bodies and out of our lives. I ask that everything positive be added to it, to fill those gaps and to give us the energy that we need to continue on in this very moment and forward. Anything in the past that is there that may have harmed us, let it be gone. And let it leave space for all the good that is yet to come. I ask this in the name of the Christ that is within, around, and through us, and the energy that you, as our guiding spirit, give to us today and always. Amen.
Thank you, Cindy. That was beautiful. And it goes right along with all the other prayers we've had today and energies we've had today. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I am going to put you back on mute, and then we're going to do a visualization.
Okay.
So, everyone, we are at an hour almost for this program, and I said it was going to go a little bit longer, which it is. If anybody wants to call in to request a healing or to offer a reading or a healing, please feel free to do that. Hopefully you'll stay on long enough for me to pull you in instead of hanging up so quickly. But before I start this, well, actually, let's do the visualization, and then I have another card for you. So this visualization is one that is particularly for healing. It's one that I've offered before, and I find very powerful, and I'm hoping that you will find it just as powerful. So I'd like you to get comfortable. In whether lying down, sitting down, however it is that you're comfortable, that you can totally relax, that you have the capability of closing your eyes and simply allowing yourself to fall into the chair, the bed, floor, wherever it is that you are. And that your breathing slows. And by doing that, that you take in several deep breaths. Take in a deep breath. And as you release it, release all the tension and pain of the moment. And take in another deep breath. And as you release it, release all of the tension and the pain of the day. And take in a deep breath. And as you release this breath, release all the tension and the pain of this past week, month, year. And one more breath in, deep breath. And as you breathe out, if you can, as much as you can, release all of the tension and pain from your entire past life. That's asking a lot, I know, but just go ahead and do it. Intention, intent is key. And when you're ready, close your eyes. And I'd like you to imagine yourself now at the base of a trail. It's kind of it's an easy trail. It's not very hard. The path is fairly wide. It's swept smooth, so the going is easy, and you can look around without fear of tripping, and you can see all of the trees, and off into the distance there are other hills. And you keep going, and it's so enjoyable. There's a breeze that's blowing in your across you, just keeping you nice and cool, not too cold, just comfortable. And you enjoy yourself so much with this that you don't really notice that the trail is beginning to narrow until you feel that you're going uphill a little bit. And you once again look at the trail, and you look way out ahead of you, and you see that the trail continues to climb. It's not a real hard climb, but it continues to climb. And so you keep going, thinking, wow, this is really a lovely trail. This is a good way to go. I love the peacefulness and the quiet here. I can hear the birds. I can hear my feet softly on the pine needles and on the soil below. And it feels so calm. I can feel that calmness blowing through me. And now I notice, and you notice, that the trail is getting a little steeper. And you may have to hold on to a tree to the side or a root that's sticking out. And you look up beyond and you see that there's an animal in front of you, far enough away that you can't touch it, but you can see that there's an animal. You don't quite know what it is, but it's obviously injured. It's an animal in pain, but it keeps on going. And just as you might be in pain, you keep on going following this animal. And you keep following, and the animal climbs higher, and you climb higher. And the trail gets a little steeper, but the animal keeps on going. And it's obvious that it's in pain, that it's wounded. And you want to find out what you can do, if there's any way to help or what is wrong with the animal. And even though your breathing is coming more difficult, that it's harder for you to move, you still want to keep going because you're concerned about this animal. Gradually, the animal disappears over the top of the hill. And you hurry to see if you can climb up there and find out what's going on. And you climb up over the top and you rest there for a moment because you're kind of winded. And now you can notice some of your aches and pains and some of the wounds that you've carried with you for years, for many years, sometimes for your entire life. And as you lay there and rest, you look into the distance to where the animal has gone, and you see it moving carefully and slowly towards what appears to be a body of water. And as you catch your breath again, you find that you're able to stand and you can walk after this animal. And as you get closer, you see that it's struggling, that it's down on all fours again, that it's crawling and getting closer to the water. And as you notice the animal pain, you feel your own pain as well. The pain from years gone by, the pain from loss, the pain from injuries and accidents, the pain from abandonment, from betrayals, the pain from living. And you find that you fall to your knees, and you too have to crawl the rest of the way to the water. And as you get close to the water, you see that this animal has gone into the lake, that it is in fact a lake, and the animal has let itself slide into the lake and disappeared under the water. And you keep going. And you get closer. And it's harder because of all of the pain that you've been dealing with and all of the wounds that you have, the brokenheartedness and all the rest of it. And you let yourself slide into the lake, into the water, and submerge, going underneath. And as you go underneath, you find that you can breathe under the water. And you look around, and you allow yourself to feel, and you recognize that this water is powerful. This is a healing lake. This lake has the power to heal all of your wounds, all of your pain, all of your unhappiness. And you allow yourself to simply float there in this lake, completely submerged, but still able to breathe easily. And you allow yourself to simply be there for 1 full minute. You allow yourself to look around and to feel as you simply rest there in this healing lake. And you're so relaxed, you find your eyes closing and just letting yourself totally relax and let the water support you, making no effort on your own, simply resting in the water. And then you feel the water stir, and you look towards the surface, and you see that this animal that you had seen before is crawling out onto the surface. And your curiosity arises. But first of all, you move your own body, and you discover that things are more comfortable. And you look at that pain inside, and you realize that it has changed color. It's changed its shape, its form. It's not quite as harsh as it was. The edges have softened. It doesn't sound as harsh. The colors are a little more muted. And you're amazed and gratified and grateful. And then you too surface from the lake and come out on the bank, where you find this animal who has been healed. This animal is your friend and a guide for you in your healing. You look at each other and you recognize each other as co-healers, that you heal each other, that one is not more capable than the other, that one does not heal better than the other, that you heal each other, and that together you can also go forth and heal yourself and heal others. And so you take a moment recognizing this animal, giving gratitude, verbally acknowledging, thanking the animal, and accepting the partnership between you. And then you each stand and go your separate ways. The animal goes off into the woods, and you head back to the trail. And you follow the trail down, and it's a lot easier now. You are more buoyant, and you have stamina and your strength as you come down the trail. And when you reach the bottom, you discover that there is a big smile on your face. Your heart is light, and your body feels so much better than it has in a long time. And there's a smile inside of you, not just on your lips, but inside of you, as you find that the healing that has happened within truly is there. And with the knowledge that you can go back to this lake at any time that you want and spend as long a time as you want in the water, and that your animal co-healer will meet you there any time that you want. And there will be times when he or she will call you to come because there is need of healing. And together you create a team, a healing team. And I'd like you now to take three deep breaths again to come back into this day and bring all of this with you. Take a deep breath in and let it out and feel the peace. Take a breath in and let it out and feel so relaxed. Take a breath in and let it out and feel the freedom. Take one more breath in, and as you let it out, recognize that you are part of the circle and part of many circles. And when you can, idea to get a pencil and paper and write down what happened. It helps to remember, and this can be a journal that you can keep for your healing adventures with your co-healer. And there is another card that was drawn for today, and the card is called The Circle. This shows a mother and a child, and the child is breastfeeding. And behind them is a circle. It could be the moon. It looks like a night scene, but it is the circle of life. And we've just gone through over and over today the circle of life. And then I told you there were four cards. There's one more, and this is going to be the ending of the show today. This card is called Melody, and it shows a young maiden with a very colorful top bodice to her dress, kind of a gold skirt. There's a gold crown on her head and flowers in her hair. There's a little bird sitting on her shoulder. And there's a big bunch of flowers to her right. And at her knee, at her right knee, there's a little gnome-type person playing a fiddle. He's playing the melody. The sun is shining. She is beautiful. She has the crown. The flowers are all there. This is the same card, believe it or not, as the pastel card called Flowers and Grasses. This is the end of what happens when you simply relax, when you trust, when you quit trying so hard, when you quit crying, when you quit feeling sorry for yourself, and you trust in spirit, trust in your inner self, trust in your higher guidance. And you too will come out at the end with these beautiful flowers, the crown on your head and flowers in your hair, bird on your shoulder, and the gnome type being playing a melody. And that is the end of our melody for today. So once again, I want to say thank you to all of you, to Jim and Sue, to Melody, to Cindy, and to all of you who've been listening. I'd like to say thank you for True Trinity, for our song. And one last thing, I'd like to remind you that you can go to PurposeTalkRadio.com and you can click on the donation button and make a donation for the continuing of these programs. And you can also become a sponsor of the program if you would like. There's a sponsorship button there as well. And you can contact me, Jan, at PurposeTalkRadio.com, and I will be glad to talk with you about that. So for now and until next week, I wish you an incredibly healing week. I wish that you and your healing partner go forth and heal yourselves, heal others, sit in a park with somebody. Just wherever you are, to spread your healing around. And I wish you soul blessings. We'll see you next week.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.